Appendix 1. Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Discrimination. Discrimination is prohibited and has a specific meaning in the Employment Equality Acts and Equal Status Acts. Discrimination can be direct, indirect, by association or imputation. Direct discrimination. Direct discrimination is defined as the treatment of a person in a less favourable way than another person is, has been, or would be treated in a comparable situation on any of the 9 equality grounds. Indirect discrimination. Indirect discrimination happens when there is less favourable treatment in effect or by impact. It happens when people are, for example, refused employment or training not explicitly on account of a discriminatory reason, but because of a provision, practice, or requirement which they find hard to satisfy. If the provision, practice, or requirement puts people who belong to one of the grounds covered by the Acts at a particular disadvantage, then the employer will have indirectly discriminated, unless the provision is objectively justified by a legitimate aim and the means of achieving that aim are appropriate and necessary. Discrimination by association. Discrimination by association happens where a person associated with another person belonging to the 9 equality grounds is treated less favourably because of that association. Discrimination by imputation. Discrimination by imputation occurs when a person is discriminated against on the basis of any of the 9 equality grounds which is imputed to them, i.e. they are thought to fit into that ground. Appendix 1. Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Equality grounds. Gender. A person's identity as a man, woman, or non-binary gender identity. Discrimination relating to a person being transgender or having intersex status is covered by this ground. Civil status. Single, married, separated, divorced, widowed, civil partner, former civil partner. Family status. Pregnant, a parent of a person under 18 years, or the resident primary carer or parent of a person with a disability. Age. This only applies to people over 16. Race and ethnicity. A particular race, skin colour, nationality, or ethnic origin. Religion. Different religious belief, background, outlook, or none. Disability. This is broadly defined, including people with physical, intellectual, learning, cognitive, or emotional disabilities, and a range of medical conditions. Sexual orientation. A person's preference in sexual partners, which may include but is not limited to such categories as gay, lesbian, bisexual, heterosexual, or asexual. Membership of the traveller community. People who are commonly called travellers, who are identified both by travellers and others as people with a shared history, cultural and traditions, identified historically as a nomadic way of life on the island of Ireland. Appendix 1. Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Harassment. Harassment in the Equality Acts is any form of unwanted conduct related to any of the 9 discriminatory grounds that has the purpose or effect of violating a person's dignity and creating an intimidating, hostile, degrading, humiliating, or offensive environment for the person. Sexual harassment is any form of unwanted verbal, non-verbal, or physical conduct of a sexual nature. In both cases, the unwanted conduct may include acts, requests, spoken words, gestures, or the production, display, or circulation of written words, pictures, or other material. The emphasis is on the effect of the unwanted conduct on the recipient, not on the intention of the perpetrator. There are other forms of bullying and harassment which are not included in the Acts, but which are covered by other legislation such as the Unfair Dismissals Acts, the Safety, Health and Welfare at Work Act 2005, Civil Law and Criminal Law. Appendix 1. Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Positive action. The Equality Acts allow for preferential treatment or the taking of positive measures which are bona fide intended to promote equality of opportunity, cater for the special needs of persons or a category of persons who, because of their circumstances, may require facilities, arrangements, services or assistance. The Equality Acts do not allow for positive discrimination, except in certain specified circumstances. Appendix 1, Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Prejudice. Prejudice is a negative judgment, conviction or opinion formed beforehand or without knowledge or examination of the facts. It may be directed towards a group or individual of that group. Appendix 1, Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Reasonable accommodation of people with disabilities. A. In service provision. Equal Status Act 1998-2011. A person selling goods or providing services, a person providing accommodation, educational institutions and clubs must do all that is reasonable to accommodate the needs of a person with a disability. This involves providing special treatment or facilities in circumstances where without these, it would be impossible or unduly difficult to avail of the goods, services, accommodation, etc. However, they are not obliged to provide special facilities or treatment when this costs more than what is called a nominal cost. What amounts to nominal cost will depend on the circumstances, such as the size and resources of the body involved. B. In employment. Employment Equality Acts 2000-2012. Nothing in the Act requires an employer to recruit or promote a person who is not fully competent and fully available and capable of undertaking the duties attached to the position. For the purposes of the Act, a person who has a disability is considered fully competent and capable on reasonable accommodation, referred to as appropriate measures, being provided by the person's employer. An employer is obliged to take appropriate measures to enable a person who has a disability to have access to employment, to participate or advance in employment, to undertake training, unless the measures would impose a disproportionate burden on the employer. Appropriate measures are practical measures to adapt the employer's place of business, including the adaptation of premises and equipment, patterns of working time, distribution of tasks, or the provision of training or integration resources. The employer is not obliged to provide any treatment, facility, or thing that the person might ordinarily or reasonably provide for himself or herself. In determining whether the measures would impose a disproportionate burden, account is taken of the financial and other costs entailed, the scale and financial resources of the employer's business, and the possibility of obtaining public funding or other assistance. Appendix 1, Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Stereotyping. Stereotyping is when characteristics conventionally associated with a particular group are applied to the individuals perceived to be of that group. Stereotypes are generalizations. They may be ill-informed, and they can be either positive or negative. Appendix 1, Definitions. Please note that these definitions are guidelines only and should not be taken as legal advice. Vicarious liability. Employers are liable for discriminatory acts of an employee in the course of his or her employment, unless they can prove that they took reasonably practicable steps to prevent the conduct.